All right. The fire.
Rudolph.
All right, so this is Expert-ish Podcast.
AKA I'm Olivia, a.k.a. the
Roast
Ella punching bag.
Yeah.
The Ella punching bag.
All around. My family, too, apparently.
I'm Olivia.
Shit.
It's your brother, loves you.
Yeah. Nova's here.
Evelyn's here.
Ella's here.
Roll call. And
Nova's
our guest,
present.
Nova's present. And our guest, and we also have Max, Ella's brother, is here.
Hello.
Say hi.
Hello.
Yeah, she
all right, and our guest this week, our official guest this week, is Amy.
Hi.
Quick intro. Mm-hmm.
Well, my name's Amy. I'm a freshman here at the College of Engineering. Don't really know what I want to major in yet. I thought it was BME last semester.
What?
It is not BME this semester. Oh, I'm from Indiana.
Nice. Yeah.
Go who? No.
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 That was
no.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
That's yeah. Like that.
That's the up, yeah. Boiler up.
No.
Oh, hammer
my
down.
God.
Down.
No.
Oh.
No, we're not.
Go blue.
Blue. Go blue. Yeah, go blue.
Great.
Go. Go blue.
Go blue.
Go blue.
Go blue. Go blue. Okay. No, no, no.
Okay.
Boiler up.
Hammer down.
That sounds really good. Boiler up, hammer it down. I'm getting that tattooed on me. That's going on my lower back.
All right, Amy, what is your topic? What's your thing?
Currently, right now,
yeah,
the Olympics 2022,
yes.
Beijing, Winter Olympics is going on. So that is my thing. I've been really wrapped up
mm-hmm.
in that instead of doing my homework, which is like really bad.
I haven't watched a single Olympic anything.
Bro,
actually,
get on
actually,
it.
This morning
is doing so good.
I know, that's what my special told me. But this
yes.
morning I was watching, like, in the hotel, I saw this thing. There was a hockey game going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's women's
you're
hockey.
Getting smacked.
And Sweden was playing Canada, and they were not.
It was like 9-0.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I mean, honestly, but, like, Canada
smash.
And Sweden,
that's
like, that's
a
really even
matchup.
Match.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had.
9-0, jeez.
Yeah, smash.
That was four
smash.
Smash.
Yeah.
All right, so what in particular about the Olympics is?
Well, obviously the big name, but Shaun White, last
yep.
Olympics. I
he,
heard about
what happened this week.
His placement, stuff like that.
So, I heard that he fell on like the last run. Ella, maybe
Ella,
yes.
don't.
Even I know this.
Pretend like you
we're
know.
Gonna, we're gonna
pretend
leave
like
that
you.
One
pretend
out
for the audience.
Yeah,
Shaun White.
Shaun White
is essentially the GOAT of snowboarding.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
And in like one of his first, when he won his like first gold, I think he went on like an interview. There's a clip of him, and
mm-hmm.
he was like, talking to this like lady, and,
yeah,
he
and he's
like,
"I was getting free drinks and free refreshments." And
she's
like, "Drinks? You're 19." And he was like, "I'm talking about Mountain Dew, baby."
Oh no.
So, anyways, I heard that he like fell and like lost. He couldn't place at all in his last Olympics, which is like this
know.
Year. Yeah.
Well, okay, so there's semifinals and then there's finals for, like,
okay.
every event, basically. So, for semifinals, or I guess qualifiers, his first
oh,
run, he fell. Didn't do very hot.
Poor guy.
Second run, he did well that he made it into finals, which was last night.
Uh-huh.
Or I think it was last night. And then last night, his run was pretty good. But, like, you know, he's, like, 36 or something.
That's what
yeah.
I was gonna say.
People
yeah.
younger
mm-hmm.
are, like, doing more, better,
things,
cooler
yeah.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So... He did well for Shaun White,
mm-hmm.
but wasn't good enough to place, so he was fourth.
Okay.
Oh.
If you want to see footage of him crying, there's a
oh,
news
shit.
Clip.
There is.
Like,
with
last
like,
run or something.
Well, also his family was,
yes,
like, on
his
the
family
air.
Was watching, and, like, they well, showed
so,
him.
Watching him cry.
Well, no, they showed him his family back at home. Like
no,
they were
I'm
all
sure
together.
His family has seen worse.
It's
oh,
like,
I see.
I'm sure his family's seen him cry before.
Dark side of
who
else
like the big names this year? Chloe Kim did really well, right?
Yes, she
okay.
got back-to-back gold medal, baby. Back-to-back.
Oh, where's Chloe Kim from?
I think California.
Oh.
And she's snowboarding, right?
Yes, hot
okay.
white.
Nice.
Same thing.
Wait,
nice.
I don't know. I don't think that this is the same girl, but like... I heard that there was one girl that is, like, from California, born in the U.S., and now she's playing for China.
That's
yes.
what I, who I was thinking.
Like,
her last name is, like, a G name. Like,
Goo?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, G-U?
Hold on.
Yeah.
We can, like, look this up, too.
Google it.
Yeah, no, I just thought
she's
that
a model for Louis Vuitton.
Oh, Eileen Gu?
No.
I'm Eileen?
Yes,
yeah.
She
Eileen.
Can do it all. What the fuck?
She is
and
so...
She goes to, like,
look at her.
And she goes to the Olympics, and she
luxury
wins
fashion's dream model.
Okay, bullshit.
She's the youngest right. freestyle skiing gold medalist in Olympic history.
Yes.
Like, big air freestyle skiing. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yo,
right.
I watched her. I watched her. She's amazing. It was super cool.
Yeah. Did she do like a something like a 93.75?
I don't know what the score was. I'll look it up.
How many? Because aren't there a few people that go to Michigan that are in the Olympics right now?
Mm-hmm.
There's you know,
like hockey players.
Yeah. Hockey players.
Some of them what hockey players are in the Olympics?
You're like. Yeah. I actually think one of them is from Sweden.
Because I think.
I believe.
I don't think professional hockey players. There's something like that. Some like professional athletes in hockey couldn't play. So they like are like college athletes and like.
There's one guy. Yeah, my cousin is a big fan of that. Couldn't go because of like COVID protocols. Yeah, he couldn't go, and so they had to change things up.
I know a couple of them played for like Canada and a couple for the U.S.
Interesting. Oh, I guess because like they don't have to be from the U.S. Yeah, that's right. I'm sure there's a lot of people.
Yeah, how does that work? Like, how do you like?
How do you?
Is it like how do you say? Okay, I'm living like in the U.S. I'm a U.S. citizen, but I'm gonna go play for China, for example.
You have to, so like for Eileen, yes, she has to be citizen of like whatever country she wants to compete for.
Okay.
So she's a U.S. citizen and then a citizen of China. So, okay. However, for her to compete and like declare that she's gonna compete for China, she has to lose her U.S. citizenship. So she's not a U.S. citizenship anymore.
Wow. Wow. Okay, that's Amy.
Yes. Yeah, wow.
That's cool. Huh? I mean,
I did not know that.
Extreme,
yeah.
No, I kind of like. Because I think he went to Michigan. He's from my hometown. He was, like, in wrestling for the Olympics, I think, this past year. And he wasn't playing for the U.S. He was wrestling for, like, some other country that he mm-hmm. got citizenship from mm-hmm. because of, like, his grandpa's from there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was able to obtain citizenship that way. But, like,
okay.
Is that true for, like, all
countries?
Interesting.
I think you have to just be citizen
you
of
can't,
one country.
Oh, like, you can't have, like dual citizenship?
No. I think maybe she could probably gain it back. Yeah. I don't really
that's
know.
Isn't that a long process?
Yeah, that would be, like, to, like, get it done.
Yeah. But,
like, you can't get it in, like, 3 to 5 business days. Like,
order it on Amazon. Right the next day.
There's this one Chinese skater. She's from America, and then people are super upset with her right now. Mm-hmm. But, like, she didn't do so hot for the Chinese team.
I think I know
the team
talking
event.
About.
And
she fell twice.
Yeah, she fell twice. And she was a U.S. citizenship, but, like, she wasn't good enough, technically, to be selected for the U.S. team. So the Chinese poached her. And so she has to lose her membership for the U.S. to, like, go compete for them.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. And now, okay. So
now and then she messed up, and now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, that's all around.
It's just so much pressure. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then, like, the Russian girl.
Wait,
Camilla.
Let's not get there yet.
Okay.
Let's just
finish.
I want to finish off with, like, figure skating, but let's finish talking about the other big
She's
name.
She's got a game plan.
Okay, you got it, yeah.
She really came with, like, let us know.
A brain.
A bullet
list. I mean, someone has to come up with a plan here.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually follow zero plans here.
Yeah. Just don't think we're getting
that. Okay, so other big names.
Michaela Schifrin.
I watched that live.
It was
giant slalom.
Yes.
She won gold last year.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the last Olympics, right?
Yeah.
And she's been competing, like, I think she has also, like, won, like, the national championship and, like, and the global stuff like that.
I think
like
she's,
that.
Like, the most decorative, like, mm-hmm. giant slalom.
Is she, wait, so was Lindsey Vonn also in that event?
Vonn.
Or is she in slalom, not giant slalom?
Maybe. I don't know.
I remember that she dated Tiger Woods. I'm switching Lindsey Vonn event.
She dated Tiger Woods?
Yeah, she did. This is alpine ski. But either way, let's talk about Michaela Schifrin, because that was tragic.
Okay.
Wait, what happened with Michaela Schifrin?
So, she has five competitions that she can compete with. I mean, compete in for this Olympics, mm-hmm. right? The giant slalom was her, like, her event to win.
And it was, like, the first one she did, right?
Yes, first one she did. Her thing to win. She got off the gate, and, like, 10 seconds in, she fell and, like, slid.
Yeah.
So she got disqualified, because, you know.
Right. What's that,
like, what happened?
A DNF, like, for do not finish or whatever?
Yeah.
That's what it's called? Okay.
Yes.
Is that the video you showed me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was so sad.
And then 2 days later, she has her second event, because she has a total 5. Also, likely to, like, win. Fell again.
Oh, no. Dude.
But luckily, last night, her third one, she actually, like, finished, and, like, I think she did well. I'm not entirely sure, but, like, it's just, everyone
it's
so put
sad.
So much pressure on her, because everybody's like, she just needs to win one more. She's, like, the greatest of all time, and then, like,
that's a lot,
she
like,
falls.
That title,
yeah.
That's a lot to put on
someone. I guess, like, it's the little victories that matter at that point.
Freshman at the Olympics.
I don't know, but okay, honestly, the way I would think about it probably is that, like, you got to the Olympics.
No, yeah, that's like, true. Like, that's, yeah. What,
that's typically the biggest part. Says,
like, winning a bronze at the Olympics is, like,
it's still better than
that. It's like, it's like how when, like, you're last in your class, like, at Yale for, like, medical school or whatever, they still call you doctor.
Right, exactly.
It's like, yeah. I mean, like, yeah, same thing.
She's still in the
No, what was I going to say? That's, like, my issue. Not my issue, but, like, it's hard with, like, sports like that. Where it's, like, one 30-second event.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than, like, soccer, we have the whole game to, like, you know what I mean?
And you're, it's a team sport, so it's not just
it's
one
not all
person.
On you. Like, all that pressure on one event freaks me out. I can't.
And especially in, like, gymnastics. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, I know we're talking about, like, Winter Olympics, but gymnastics, like, only 5 girls get to go.
Mm-hmm.
Every 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, typically, like, you can only go, like, once or twice. Otherwise,
they
like,
break
you
could age body. Out.
Yeah.
Like, but you know the Russian gymnast? That she's, like 40 45. Years old?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Insane. And, like, she still is competing and doing really well. Like, I don't know. There's going to be something going on. No, I'm not going
to.
Doping? I'm not going to.
We'll get to the doping.
Superhuman.
That's coming later in this podcast.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Okay.
Russian
there's
doping.
There's layers to it, man. Okay.
Yes.
There's layers to the
who else is really big or not? Nathan Chen.
Nathan?
But is that going to, like, wait for the figure skating section?
No, we're already there.
We're there.
We talked about.
We're there.
All the people, big names that I knew that wasn't in figure skating, I already talked about them. I only care about the figure skating aspect of the Winter Olympics. I'm just going to say it right then and here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First, why don't Team Olympics, like the team event, because it's team event first, and then there's like individual.
Perfect.
Team event. Nathan did the short program.
Nathan did the short program?
No. Okay, so for each, like, for the single skating, there's the short program, and then there's the free program.
Okay.
That's how you break it. And then, same thing with pairs, rhythm, and ice dancing. So, like, there's always a short and a free.
Okay.
So, Nathan did the short program.
That's what you never did.
Yeah.
Sure. Vincent did the free for the men's.
Mm-hmm.
Then Karen Chen did both the short and the free for the women. And then... I'm not really sure about the...
No, you're doing great, Amy.
I'm not really sure about the ice dancing.
It's called an expert-ish, because we're not experts, but you know a lot about it.
Yeah.
But I know, like, the rhythm and ice dance one, they did really well.
Okay.
Nathan plays first, Vincent plays, like, fourth,
mm-hmm.
and then Karen plays, like, fifth or sixth. I'm not entirely sure, but in the end, Russia plays first, U.S. plays second, Japan placed third, and then...
I think Canada was fourth.
Yes. So, that was the team event.
Yeah.
After the team event, let's just get into the singles.
Singles.
Singles, man.
Nathan Chen.
Nathan Chen.
Okay. Oh. I watched the video.
Heard.
He's amazing.
That was amazing. Let's just, like, recap what happened in 2018.
Okay.
He, like, didn't do so hot. Like, in the short program, he fell on, like, most of his quads attempts. Like, placed really low.
Yeah.
And then he came back in the free... and, like, did well, but not well enough, and he placed, like, fourth or fifth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wait, can we go over, like, what the quad is, like, is it a hard jump to do?
Oh, quads is 4 turns, 4 rotations in the air.
Okay.
And so...
Jesus.
I thought a triple axel was, like, 3. Is
3.5. And
that's
why
it's hard. Because it's not all the way around.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That clarifies a lot of things for me. Okay.
So, Nathan came in, did a lot of quads.
Right.
One, he's now, like, the quad...
Quad King.
Yes.
Quad King. I love watching them. They're so.
Yeah.
So
it's
good.
Amazing. It's like superhuman. Like
it is. It is.
No, the dedication it takes to like train and devote your whole life.
No.
My toxic trait is thinking that I could go to Yoast tomorrow afternoon and do that.
Pull out the Draxel.
Yeah.
Well, I know that
like,
I will. We went ice skating once. I like could barely like just.
No,
keep
I see
my feet moving. Like,
I can't even
go
on the wall. Like, I'm holding on to my
toe. Yeah,
the
blue thing.
Forward. And honestly, I'm like proud when I do that.
Seriously.
You know, like the confidence that
it took me. It took me a second because since my ex was like a hockey player, like. I would say I had some pretty good training.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of training.
Oh, okay.
I had a lot of training, so I'm feeling pretty good going in tomorrow.
For the quad?
Yeah,
for the
quad.
Triple axel?
Yeah.
Woo!
Skating backward is a little bit of an issue for me, but,
I look so dumb.
Like, the focus is just a little...
I can't even skate forward.
Yeah.
I can do, you know, when you're in 1 foot, and then you kind of, like,
Oh, they can't see me. But, you know, you have one
where you, like, lift a leg up.
Yeah, you lift
like,
a leg up and then spin 180 degrees. Like, uh-huh.
I don't think I could do that. All I know is how to skate forward and pretty fast.
2026?
Yeah, basically, like, Michigan really do be training some greatness over here.
Yeah, it's kind of like, what do they call it, like, the Michigan difference?
They call it Go Blue.
Yeah, but they also, like, start super, super young, right?
Yeah.
I think Nathan was skating since he was, like, 4.
You know, and how old is he now?
He's 22, 21.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He goes to Yale.
Wow, I did not know. Oh, yes, but also, like, the doping scandal. Okay, yeah. Let's get into that.
Okay, let's talk about the woman's,
the woman.
Aspect.
The
woman, yeah.
Amy, get into
it. Okay, wait. Just want to say that we have three, like, you compete to send as many girls as you can, the max 3. Mm-hmm. So
for figure skating.
Yes, for, like, each country.
Okay.
So we are sending 3. Russia is sending 3. I'm not sure however many other countries are sending 3, mm-hmm. but the most favorite to win, to place the highest for the U.S. is Alyssa Liu, who's 16 years old.
Oh, my God.
First ever to land a quad, like, a couple years ago. But the thing is,
years ago, and she's 17.
So, like, 14 or something.
Yeah, like, when she was 14. So she's, like, favorited to place on the podium for the U.S. if she can.
Mm-hmm.
However, we go over to the Russian side. They sent 3 girls also. Mm-hmm. They can perform multiple quads. The Russian has been dominating the women's figure skating for, like, the past, I don't even know how many. Yeah.
Honestly, they dominate, like, a lot of sports, or at least, like, they're real close competitors.
Not their men's.
And, like, almost, like, every
real
sport.
Skate. Yeah. Not their men's skating, that's for sure.
Oh, whoa.
The girls.
Oh, shit.
Damn, let them know.
Yeah. So, they're most likely to place first, second, third. Russia. They're gonna sweep.
Okay.
Sadly.
Yeah.
Because I really want Alyssa to win. Yeah. But. So, Camila?
Mm-hmm. Well, the iPad knows. Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. So, all 3 of these Russian girls, they can perform quads. Multiple quads. Because there's, like, different types of quads.
So, how long is it?
Go for it.
How long is there, like, event? Like, how long does, like, the normal program last for them?
I think short program is 2 minutes, and then free is 4.
Okay.
So they can do, like, multiple quads in a row, or, like, different versions
of
quads?
Or, like, clockwise, counterclockwise?
Yeah. So what are we talking here?
So, basically, in the short program, there is numbers of elements you have to include.
Mm-hmm.
They have a set number of how many jumps you can do, and how many, like, other things you can do that aren't jumps.
Mm. Okay.
So, one person can't just be, like, doing quads.
A million jumps.
Entire time,
it's
right?
It's kind of like how I would compare that to, like, gymnastics, right?
Yeah,
like,
for floor. Actually, every event, like, you have a certain set of, like, things that you can do within your, like, routine.
Yeah.
And then, like, for floor specifically, actually, also every event, like, they put, like, a time limit. They put a time limit on it.
In gymnastics, this is another thing at Olympics, like, there's some banned moves you're not allowed to do.
Yeah.
Like, especially, like, a lot of stuff on bars.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because it's just
like, people, like, just, like, flip over the bar.
But, like, there, a lot of them are, I don't know, what I've heard is, like, a lot of Russians, like, they're just, it's so insane that they, like, don't care. They put their body at, like, you know what I mean? Like, they are doing insane moves.
I think especially on bars, like, you can get a kind of momentum going that you can't get on floor or beam. Like,
right.
You know, I don't know. I never got really that far in gymnastics when I was younger, but, like, you can get a lot of momentum.
Yeah, and, like,
going
if you mess up that much momentum and you, like, slip or whatever.
You're, like, it's
actually
over.
No. Yeah. The one that I'm thinking of is, like, she's, like, on the, like, upper bar, and she, like, spins in the way where, like, she's now standing, like, on top of the upper bar,
and then
she does a backflip over it, and then catches the bottom bar, I think.
She catches it, like, on her bottom, not, like, on her body,
on her
hips, not her, it's insane. Like,
wow.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
And they like, they don't want to encourage, like, other people to do that.
No,
so, like,
you can
compete.
Yeah.
You can compete and do that, and then you get a skill named after you, but then they, like, ban it. And,
right.
Because they don't want people to see that,
and then be like, oh,
I
need to do that. Yeah.
Honestly, I'm their target audience.
Probably.
Yeah. Like, sign me up. I can do it. And my cartwheel's, like, shaky.
Can't even. You know, honestly, even though I did gymnastics for a really long time, like, doing, like, basic fucking skills now hurts so much.
It hurts your body.
Like,
I'm in pain
for
after
real.
Doing a cartwheel.
I'm probably like pull my groin or something.
You pull your groin. Like yeah. No, for real. Sorry. Oh yeah, but it's seriously. What Amy? What is it? Doping?
Doping?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's get back to it.
We just had a little digression. Yeah. Sorry.
A little, I don't know.
Okay.
Parentheses.
So let's just emphasize how young these girls are.
Yeah. The Russians.
Yes, the Russian. Camila? The one who's favorited to win. She's only 15 years old. She just became old enough
to
compete.
That's you, Maxie.
Shut up.
Maxie, listen to sports teams.
Yeah, oh, Maxie.
Yeah, come on. Rattle them off.
Favorite soccer team?
Arsenal.
Okay.
Really?
Yes, really?
Yeah.
Oh, is that Arsenal shirt?
Your brother?
Yeah, I do.
No, yeah.
They can hang out.
Yes, but it's like what I want to say. Oh.
Okay. All right.
Anna
yes.
and Alexandra, they're 17.
Okay.
So, and they're all coached by the same girl who has, like, revolutionized...
Isn't she, like, freaky?
Yes.
Yeah.
Freaky house, though.
I think like,
revolutionized
what, and why is she freaky?
I've heard
she's that, like, all of, like, the young women, like, skaters, like, quit after a certain time because they just like, can't handle
yes.
their coach.
Mm-hmm. So,
this specific coach?
Yeah. Oh,
this coach is Iteri Tuparite,
okay?
And she's known... to have an expiration date on her, like, skaters, basically.
Oh, my God.
Because the way she, like, once you hit puberty,
mm-hmm.
like, women tend, like, we gain weight,
yeah.
our hips, like, kind of opens, and, like, yeah. it's hard, because in figure skating, you want to be as fast as possible, and
yeah.
to be, like, super duper, like,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
tight.
Right.
So, she teaches these kids, like, really young, how to do these, like, triple axles and quads and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. And she uses their body mass to, like, actually, like,
oh,
do
no.
it rather than, like, strength and speed. Like, she focuses more on, like, the body mass.
And how little they are.
Yes.
Which
yeah.
is temporary. That's
yeah.
the problem.
Yes. So
yeah.
once they hit puberty, which is about, like, 17, that's when, like, they can't do the jumps anymore. That's why you only see Russian skater dominate,
yeah.
like,
that's
one Olympics.
Old, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
That's
so,
some
like,
carry shit.
Is it, like, a genetic, do you think?
What?
Like, why they're hitting it later
well,
than...
Well, I mean...
Well, no. When you're training
you're,
that
like,
intensity,
I,
it's
yeah.
the same with gymnastics.
It's the same.
Mm-hmm.
I
think
my,
yeah.
like, until I was 17. Like, because it was so...
Because you just, like, are working
no,
so
no,
hard.
No, you're training. You're training so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
you're
definitely.
Training so much.
It's also, like... It's also, like, you know, genetic-wise, so maybe...
Yeah,
yeah
maybe.
You, like,
yeah.
Part of it
yeah.
Yeah. So, that's why you always see, like... Like, we have Olympians who, like, go multiple years to compete... But for women Russian skating, they're one, and then they're done. Like,
yeah.
they don't come back, ever.
That's crazy.
That's interesting.
Because we have people go, like, time after time. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Camila helped the Russians, because she competed in the team.
Mm-hmm.
They won the Olympic gold because of her performance. She, like, placed first.
Right. So she's not in, like, the three that are competing for, like, the singles, though?
Oh, she are.
Oh, okay.
So, like... From those three, they pick one girl to compete for the team.
Okay.
So she was chosen to play, to, like, figure skate for the team.
That makes sense.
And then she'll also compete against next Tuesday, depending on how the doping scandal
oh,
is going to
okay.
go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
After the team event, so basically here's the timeline.
Yeah.
December 25th, Christmas Day, it was just, like, a regular, like, doping check.
Mm-hmm.
So she got tested. And it was sent to a lab in Sweden. I didn't get...
Yeah. Sweden.
That was scary how, like, things take you guys like, yeah, together.
That's why they're siblings.
Max and Ella were just, like, fist pumping for Sweden right there.
Yeah.
Naturally, all right.
Synchronized.
I don't know if they need to see that.
Don't hear about it.
So Christmas Day, it was sent to Sweden.
It's in the water over there. I think February 8th, so, like, 3 days ago,
mm-hmm.
it was flagged for, like, a substance. Like... It was failed.
Why
right.
so late? Like, why does it take so long?
It's because the testing center they sent to in Sweden had, like, a COVID outbreak, so, like, no one was working.
Oh,
so it was very backed
out.
Up.
That checks out.
It was very backed up.
Oh, my
so,
gosh.
Or at least that's what it says in the news article.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, it was flagged, and then because this was taken before the Olympics, it's
mm-hmm.
under the jurisdiction of the Russian anti-doping agency. So they get to, like, decide what happened.
Okay.
So they were like, you're suspended from competing.
Okay.
And so this includes the Olympics. Then February 9th, the day after, Camila, like, wrote an appeal for it. And they, like, basically was like, yeah, okay, we'll lift the probation. And, like, you are free to skate.
You can compete.
Okay. Yes. The thing that they found in, like, the sample, I think it was, like, what
was
it?
Is it a heart medication?
It is. It's trip to... You're good at science.
Yeah, chem girl.
She's a trimetazidine.
Yes.
Trimetazidine.
Yeah. Something like that.
Just roll off and the
exactly. That rolled out easy. Yeah. Like, no hesitation.
Practices it in her sleep.
Yeah, I have an exam on that later. Yeah.
And that's just a drug. Yeah. I'm going to pull this out of your backpack.
I'm that drug.
Yeah, they heat up the current events.
So basically, this drug treats heart problem, and it's also known to, like, increase oxygen to the heart.
Mm.
So,
okay,
it's not really, like, a performance-enhancing drug.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, that doesn't sound like something
it's
that's,
not
like,
very,
directly.
Yeah, but it's still on, like, the ban list of, like, drugs you can't take. And it's only a minuscule amount was found in, like, her sample.
So she may be okay, like, regulation-wise, like...
I don't know.
Is it, like... Does she have any, like, condition? Like, is...
That requires
yeah,
that
requires like,
that?
If...
See, the thing is, I don't think so. Like, it's not publicly disclosed, so, like, maybe her health is, like, private. But if you look up, like, this drug, it's not recommended for kids, like...
Oh,
under,
like
shoot. Yeah.
15-year-old. It's meant for, like, adults, you're saying. Okay.
That. And so, after, like, this was all discovered, they didn't have the award ceremony for the team event. And they probably won't until after the Olympics are over and this is all figured out. Because they're like, should Russia lose their gold? And then that would bump US up, Japan up, and then Canada up for the placement.
Mm.
So we won't figure it out.
Okay. Kind of hoping.
Yeah.
That is really interesting. Can we talk about the controversy surrounding like the entire Olympics as a whole? Because I know that like the US like officials aren't going, right?
What?
Yeah.
So diplomatically, we are not.
We're boycotting
the Olympics.
For why?
For why?
For why?
Sorry,
I want that.
That?
I want that as a ringtone too. For why?
Why are they
lots
boycotting?
Lots of ringtones happening.
I think it's because just China's treatment towards minority groups in China. So, I don't really know like every single details about it. Maybe you could help elaborate.
Yeah, I just know that it's. Like their mistreatment of them, and I know that they, like, at the opening ceremony, the person who lit the torch, like, the last person to, like, officially do it, was a part, like, of that minority group. I'm not sure, like, what...
Did it have to do with the genocide of, like, Muslim people?
Yeah.
I think so.
And I think that there's... I don't know if, like, she was a part of that group, or if it was a different group that was a minority that was also being treated badly, but, like, she lit it, and I don't know if that was, like, a PR stunt from, like, China on their part at the Olympics, or, like, what the whole deal was, but I know that it was kind of controversial for her to do it, and then for, if it was just a PR stunt, on, like, on their part. Hold on.
The Uyghur Muslims.
Uyghurs.
Yes.
I was watching, like, the opening ceremony, or just, like, bits of it, and the commentators, like, from the U.S., they're, like, there's lots of PR stunts or, like, things that are a little bit here and there that are, like, political throughout this whole thing to, like, try to cover up.
Interesting.
Or not really, like, cover up.
Or just kind of, like, gloss over.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, ignore this. Like, we're not really doing this.
Okay.
Which, like, also, I don't know, just, like, why does everything have to be politicized?
Yeah.
Like, it's the Olympics. Like, this is some people's dreams, and, like, you're really
gonna
bring that into it.
That's true, that is hard.
Like,
people that have worked so hard, and then...
Yeah.
And then it's getting, like, overshadowed by all this, like...
Yeah.
But I think it is a big issue to, like, that needs to be addressed. Like, and I think that it was a smart move, like, on the U.S. part to not, like, support the government, like, of China as a whole. Because, you know, they are the ones who are hosting it and stuff like that. But I also think that it's really crazy how, like... how much corruption's also, like, in the whole system.
Right.
Because I know that people, like, get bought off by bribes to have it at a certain place every single year.
Yeah.
There's, like, no snow in that part of China.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, they're surrounded by, like,
yeah.
like, I don't know.
Mountains and rocks.
Yeah, it's not a good look, honestly.
Right.
It's, like,
no.
Have it at Vail. Have it in, like, Colorado where it looks cool.
Right, like, practically wise. But it has anything to do with practicality. Yeah. That's another element of, like, this is not the Olympics, but, like, do you know what Eurovision is?
Yeah.
Eurovision, entirely political. Because also, like, something so subjective as, like, a song, How do you, what's the metric? Like, soccer, it's like whoever scores the most goals. How do you decide which song is the best? It's all political. It's literally all political.
That's tough.
And it's so hard because it's like these people they just want to go sing and like the best person should win.
Wait, so Eurovision is like the...
Like each European country sends a singer.
Mm-hmm.
And
singer
they like,
or like a group.
A singer or a group. Yeah, like a musical
which
group.
Which is how ABBA was.
Yeah, that's how ABBA was.
Started.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, and then they vote and like where it is political. You
yeah.
know, all this stuff. Like Russia never ever wins. I don't think Russia's ever won because.
But they have good songs.
But they have. Sweden's won.
Maybe not.
Sweden's won the most.
So
that's surprising.
Saying, like,
I would
expect like a different country to win more.
I feel like they're a neutral one. Like people can't be
yeah.
mad at Sweden. So if you make Sweden win, everyone's like, no one's gonna be pissed. But if you make
someone
else win, everyone gets so mad. You know, politically, you know. Which is, it's difficult. Like, I mean, you can
yeah.
It's hard to remove politics because that's so central to
a lot of stuff.
The world.
Yeah,
yeah
it
a lot
is.
Of stuff.
It is.
What do you guys think about the Qatar World Cup? Do you guys know about that?
Mm-mm.
No.
Like, so the World Cup's happening this summer, which is, you know, a super big event for soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And in Qatar, there's, like, there's been a lot of human rights violations.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of, like, people are starting to just boycott the whole thing.
Like the whole teams?
No, the World Cup, like the whole thing. Cause
oh.
It's taking place there?
Yeah, it's taking
okay.
in Qatar. And Qatar basically just paid the most, and then they've had like a bunch of people die for making all these like gigantic
oh my
like,
gosh.
Stadiums and stuff like that, and like are overworking people and not paying them much. So it's just horrible. What do you get like?
Yeah.
How do you?
That's
yeah.
like go
I
and
like
support
same
it.
Thing
with the Olympics. It's just like everything is kind of just.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's all paid off, and it's always
yeah.
in like the places that it costs so much money to build it too.
Yeah.
And it's like.
That's the other thing. Yeah.
And it's hard because like you can't really reuse the big half pipe.
Right.
For much after that.
Yeah. I would like to say that like I think one of the reasons why Beijing was chose this year was
mm-hmm.
because they had the I think the Winter Olympics in 2008. So a lot
I
of the
they,
things,
oh,
so
they
summer,
reconstruction,
yeah,
a lot
oh,
of the
okay.
structures are just reused
they,
or like
yeah.
redecorated.
I thought that
like.
They hosted the summer ones because I thought that
summer ones.
I thought that I saw a lot of gymnastics.
Maybe it was the summer
from
ones.
Beijing.
I
don't
really, not
yeah,
but
math.
You're right.
Because I think like Shawn Johnson competed in that one.
I think he might. Yeah, yeah. It's also like. Yeah, like, I know the World Cup for Brazil, like, they had to build all these stadiums,
yeah.
and nobody uses them, they're just, like, sit there,
yeah.
like, dilapidated, and I'm, like, also, like, environmentally, it's, like, that's so much, like,
yeah.
resources you're putting
mm-hmm.
in to, like, never use them, like,
mm-hmm.
practically, it'd be best to held in a place where there is already the infrastructure, or, like,
yeah.
most of the infrastructure there, but, again, like, politically, it doesn't, or...
That's
also,
hard.
What benefit does having, I mean, I get, like, press attention, but, like, having the Olympics or having...
Tourism.
World Cup.
Tourism.
Really tourism.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I think, I don't want to say
for
sure, because I don't know, obviously, if this
yeah.
was the real reason, but, like, Rio, like, I think that was a big reason why they hosted the Olympics,
yeah.
like,
mm-hmm.
a few years ago, was, like, they really wanted to get tourism back, because, I mean, a lot of people have been
yeah.
hearing, like, really bad things coming out of, like, Rio,
mm-hmm.
and, like,
yeah, so,
that.
Like, rebrand or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about you guys, but, like, in 2026, when it's in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
I will be going.
Really?
Like,
it's going to
wow.
be in L.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
did they already decide
it? What?
Did they already just decide these things?
Yeah. Like, it's
wait,
planned
are they
out.
Having
like,
the Winter
yeah.
Olympics?
No, it's, I think it's the summer.
24?
2024 would be
summer, right?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
2026 would be winter. Because
it's 2022 right now,
I think
I'm having the Winter Olympics.
Paris, I think Paris is hosting one of the next ones.
I think
sure.
Paris is next, and then LA.
Paris.
So then maybe it is winter.
Yeah.
But then, like,
which doesn't make
really
sense.
Any sense.
Yeah, when it's
hold
on, okay, Paris Olympics, 2024 is summer, and then next Winter Olympic, Italy, yeah.
When
and then let's do
which
LA.
Also, well, I mean, I guess, like, Northern Italy.
LA is
2028.
Oh, okay, 2028.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is cool, and then it'll be summer, which is, you know.
It'll be 21.
It'll be
you
so, it'll be so weird,
oh
like,
I will be able to
2028, like, we're gonna be starting, like, we'll already have some,
right,
Max.
Shut up.
Like, we'll have
shut
some, like,
up.
We'll have some, like, adult money to spend.
I'll be 26.
I know,
we'll
have
we'll
our career
we'll
started.
Have, yeah.
Actually,
oh
I'll be 25,
God.
But.
Wait, 2028, oh my God, no thanks.
You're like not
crazy.
Gonna,
yeah.
Like, too much rock.
And
like,
it feels like, I think
shit.
The only reason
yes.
that it feels like it's happening so fast because we had the Summer Olympics this past summer,
mm-hmm.
so it just, like,
yeah.
feels
yeah.
like
it
it's
had to get, like,
yeah.
pushed,
yeah.
yeah.
Where was the past Summer Olympics? Do you know?
That's a good question.
Honestly,
yeah.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Last,
I was gonna say, like,
the last winter
Tokyo?
One was in Pyeongchang.
Oh, yeah,
Tokyo.
I think it was
Tokyo.
Yeah.
Right?
Also, did they have tourism? Because were people really traveling? So, like,
no.
That's
no.
No.
They didn't have
no, and I mean, I think, like, in China right now, like, family and friends aren't allowed to go.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's really, like,
allowed to go. Which I think makes it all that more emotional for them to be so far away from home.
Yeah, because like, I think I've been following Sean White on TikTok a lot.
Yeah,
Sean White. And, like, his hotel room, he said, like, he's dating Nina Dobrev.
No way!
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that either. And then he was like, a little pop culture moment in there.
Yeah, he was like, Nina put a ton of, like, photos of family and friends. Like, she snuck them into my, like, luggage and all my, like, all these other stuff. So now he has, like, a whole, like, array of, like,
I did see that, yeah.
So nice.
Yeah.
That's sweet. Oh, I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
So, like, I want to get your ideas.
Yeah.
Or opinions about the doping scandal and, like, what you think should happen to Camila. But I want to, like, kind of present all the facts.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Because I have my personal opinion, but, like, I know people won't agree with it, and, like, that's okay. But, so, like I said, she's, like, the center of all this doping scandal. And so, she's 15.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, she's a protected person
under
the World Anti-Doping Agency, which means, like, she doesn't have to hold press conferences. Her name shouldn't, like, we shouldn't know who it is.
Oh, really?
But, like, journalism, they, like...
Oh, okay.
They like the money, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
So, basically, all that stuff. So, we talked a little bit about her coach, and that's, like... Well, I presented the fact that...
Expiration date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The drug found in her system, only a minuscule amount. It was in December, so, like, she had to take doping tests, like, at the Olympics, and obviously, they came back clean, because we're not talking about that. We're talking about the one in December.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the drug that was in her system, not technically a performance-enhancing drug.
Yeah.
So, with that, and then her coach is very known to, like, have harsh rules on her, like, skaters. Mm. She regulates how much they weigh, what they eat,
like,
train them super-duper hard.
Yeah.
Like, her past skaters who are, like, done skating now, they talk about how, like, on competition days, they can't eat, like, or drink. Like,
Because because, like, their spans rely on, like, their weight and velocity and stuff like that.
Right.
So, they have no energy.
How do I pass out? Like, if I don't eat, I pass out. I
guess they're just, like, trained just to do it.
They're built different.
They're built different.
Miami vibes.
It's a Russian difference right there.
Shut up.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, she has a lot of control on what Camila can do and what she can't do. So, in the next couple of days before the women's short program, the IOC and the CAS are going to have to decide.
So, IOC is International Olympic Committee.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then CAS is...
Court of Apparitions or something like that. They're, like, the big head who, like, handles everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're going to have to decide what to do with Camila before the event. Should she compete? Should she not compete? Whether the Russian should keep their team gold medal.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you guys think that she's, like, should she be allowed to compete?
Okay.
Should she not be allowed to compete?
I think just, like, at 15 years old...
She has a lot more time.
Like, she's got a lot more time. I mean, for, like, a U.S. skater, she's, like, a lot more time, but not for a Russian skater, because they, like, age out. You know what I mean?
Oh,
but I feel like at 15, and having somebody control all of what you eat, how much you weigh, I don't think it's her malicious intent to try to dope, and it's not a performance-enhancing specifically, right? It's just, like, a drug in general that's on the ban list.
Yes.
Right.
So, I don't know, I feel like...
Have they, like, come out with, like, medical whatever that, like, she does have a heart condition? Like, has a doctor, like, confirmed that?
I feel like if that came out, then for sure...
This would be over, but, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
But that's, like, that's her private...
That's the only way that, like,
she can
possibly clear her name with this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
yeah. And I don't know if that's even allowed to come out. Obviously, like, HIPAA and stuff like that.
But then HIPAA, like,
is HIPAA international?
That's U.S.
Right, also, like, HIPAA is patient confidentiality. If a patient wishes to share, like, wishes to have medical... Like, I know presidents have medical records, like, open to the public.
Just the public, yeah.
And again, that's U.S., so I don't know about
Russia. When Biden got the colonoscopy, and then Kamala Harris was the first female president for, like, 15
that's so
minutes
sad.
Or whatever.
That's literally so sad. The question
dark days and, like...
is because the fucking... yeah.
We were like, we don't care.
Right.
No, I think that I honestly, like, hope it gets worked out in, like, a way that doesn't affect her anymore, because I know that, like, as a 15-year-old being at the Olympics at, like, such a big stage.
Right.
I obviously can't relate. Yeah. But I can assume that that would be a lot of pressure. Imagine, and to go through this and being in the public.
Also, wait, I thought that you couldn't go to the Olympics unless you were 16 and over.
No, yeah. It's 15. 15's oh, the coming okay. of, like, seeing, that's when you're allowed to qualify.
Okay, okay.
Yes. Has there been anybody younger, like, before the rules were in place?
I think Chinese people, like, they kind of lie about 14.
I know there's really? Lying. Yeah. I know that yeah. there's, been, like, with China, there have been some scandals with gymnastics people. Like, that they say they're 15, but they're not. Because, again, like, you're smaller, it's easier. You're also, like, this is really sad.
And the
like,
government.
And, like, when you're little and, like, when you're young,
like,
and
they put them into, like, schools, like, your whole life is gymnastics.
And, like, also, when you're not, like, this is weird to say, but, like, you're more malleable or almost. Like, your body can absorb more shock. And, like,
and not only that, you, like, heal faster.
You heal faster. Yeah. Like, the peak for gymnastics is very, very young because it's just so intensive on your body. But the other thing I was going to say about, like, this figure skater, even if she is, like, even if someone was making her take performance-enhancing drugs, I really don't think, like, she doesn't, like, she's 15. Like, you can't put that on her.
Max, would you know that? Her, would you, like,
you know what?
If somebody, if you were on the Olympic team and somebody was giving you drugs, would you, like...
You gotta place it, like, in Russia. Like, if you were in Russia...
Yeah,
Russia's...
Max, you're a smart kid.
There was a scandal at my school recently for the basketball team. Yeah. A guy, an assistant coach, got fired from the freshman team.
Yeah.
He's doing some weird stuff, right?
What is he doing?
He was giving kids, like, drugs.
No.
I'm so serious.
Bullshit.
No, no.
I was like, which coach? I know him.
It's like a Purdue coach. He's fucking weird as shit.
Oh, a Purdue coach?
No, he's sorry. He goes to Purdue and he coaches us.
Okay.
So
he's a student.
We're on campus. Yeah.
Okay. So that makes a lot more sense.
He was a fucking weirdo. He said some weird shit, but he like supposedly he got like fired, like arrested.
It's like at my school when
there's been a lot of
so our school had like Adderall like in a cabinet for students who like needed it prescription wise. Students would go down there and like have it once a day or like whenever they needed it, right?
Yeah.
As like a prescription medically like prescribed.
Yeah.
And one of the teachers, one of the teachers was stealing the Adderall from the school. And
no,
so
genuinely, like,
she got arrested. And then we figured out what happened at school. And we go home that day. My mom's probably going to listen to this.
Yeah.
My mom. So my brother and I walk in the door after we get home, and he goes, "Mom, the school wouldn't give me any Adderall today. They're all out of Adderall." And she's like, "That's not a funny joke." It was so bad, but the teacher was just, like, stealing Adderall. And now she's, like, free, so.
Oh, she's free.
Wait,
what?
Yeah. She's free. Anyways, I think she should not be in trouble. Like, Camilla.
Yeah. I think it's tough because, like, you wonder, like, how much did she actually know about it? Was she, like, asking for them? You know, like, was she, you know?
I really can't. I feel like from what I'm understanding, every aspect of her life is, like, micromanaged. So I feel like she wouldn't actively seek it out. I feel like someone else is forcing that
on
her.
How is a 15-year-old gonna get drugs?
Exactly.
That's true.
I mean, she is in the Olympics, so. I mean,
obviously, 15-year-olds are getting kids.
Not that hard!
Never mind, you can't get drugs available.
For the record, I didn't get anything. Right. I'm a very strong person.
Boiler up.
Boiler
maker over here.
Actually, the day before I got arrested, I saw him at Raising Cane's. That was pretty crazy. I was getting chicken.
Okay. Alright, cool.
What a fun anecdote.
Naturally.
Wow.
Yeah, I definitely think that there should be some investigation.
There should be
investigation.
In the coach.
On the coach.
Because... Yeah, at that point, I think that, like, the coach is probably more of, like, a parent figure than her actual parents are.
Definitely.
When, like, the amount of time probably spent on the ice or, like, learning how to do things and just, like, being away from home, too. Like, the coach is, like, only person there who's going to take care of you.
Right.
And you're 15, you're probably...
I
kind of
feel bad.
I'm sorry, Max,
for her.
But you can't defend for yourself, but, like,
yeah, no,
in a different foreign country.
I get that.
I kind of feel bad for her. It's, like, she's 15 and, like, the grown-up figures around her have, like, basically failed her. Like,
she trained all of this
to be, like, taken away in one second.
And the other thing that's really sad is, like, what you were saying, that there's a shelf life. Like, you probably only get one Olympics. So it's, like, all this shit for one week or whatever, how,
like,
much, and then you're done.
13 years
and what
ish,
do you
know, of, like, training.
Yeah, what
also,
do you do?
I don't know. Something that, like, I don't know how comparable it is, but, like, think of, like, all of the, like, American athletes, like, that are males that have, like, been caught using performance-enhancing drugs that, like, their careers weren't as, like, derailed. Because of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, this is, I don't know, it's, like, her one shot. And so, like...
And she's 15. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Give her some grace. That's what I say. That's my verdict.
Give some grace.
Give her some grace.
I mean, it still depends, though, right? Because, like, if it is just these, like
and also, maybe it's not even doping.
Is an inhaler, like,
that's the other thing. You know, like, past Olympics, like, literally every single swimmer has asthma.
Yeah.
I mean, every swimmer has asthma.
Do they have asthma?
Debatable. But, like...
Girl.
Yeah, I have asthma.
Yeah, Ella apparently has asthma.
I actually do have pretty bad asthma.
Okay, hard. But, like...
is that how you're gonna get an air conditioning in college?
Yeah.
You did not just say hard to your brother's
mouth. But, like... Yeah, so, like, where's the line with that stuff? Because you know what I mean? It's just... Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah. But I also know that, like...
Okay, sorry.
Well, I guess... kind of thinking about, like, where they go after that, after they, like, age out, right? Yeah. A lot of, like, the Olympians will go on and probably, like, have brand deals.
Yeah.
They'll become influencers.
Right.
Shawn Johnson and her husband, what's his name?
We don't care about his name.
No. That sounds like a fan fiction right there. Shawn Johnson, she's a gymnast.
Okay, Shawn Johnson.
Her husband, Andrew East. Was it a football player? And now, like, they both, like, have a company. Like, they just do things like that and make a bunch of money, you know? And that's, like, their careers now.
Yeah.
And they go on talk shows or whatever, and I don't know. But they have lives after that. I bet that girl doesn't have much to do after.
What is she going back to, you know?
Yeah. Like,
The other element, this is another thing with the Olympics, is, which we were actually talking about in my women's health class today.
Okay.
Discussion.
Mm.
What about trans people? Like, where's the, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I know that they
the first trans athlete, like, for the U.S., or for, like, figure skating?
I don't think it...
Or non-binary?
Non-binary.
That's right.
Like, what gender do you, especially if you're non-binary, what gender, where do you place them? Because it is gendered. Second of all, I know they have regulations on, like, for women, especially testosterone levels.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it is,
there are,
you can build more muscle. So it's,
I've
like,
heard that there are some cases, I could be completely wrong, but I've heard that there's some cases where, like, women who are biologically female and identify as a woman still have the high testosterone levels
and they're banned. And that they're not taking any extra hormones or whatever, they just naturally have elevated levels. So what do you do there?
They're just built as an athlete.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically.
Like, and, like, you know, it varies.
No, like, I'm pretty sure that, like, I think Kendall Jenner might have said that. Well, also because her dad's, like, an Olympian.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's just, like, that's why she's so, like,
of, like, her saying, naturally built as an athlete.
It's very, that whole, I mean, obviously we are not making the rules and regulations, but, like, it's, like, how do you do it? It's so...
Especially when now it's, like, so publicized, too, and, like...
It's also,
everybody, like,
it has
it's well known.
It's like a social issue, too,
it is,
rather
yeah.
than just, like...
Everyone's up in everybody's business.
For real. And it, how do you, I don't know how you, that's...
In my opinion, I think it should, I mean, I'm gonna be as woke as you guys Michigan cool kid college students. But
you're pretty woke, Max.
We want that as a ringtone.
Okay, college I'm making you 3 ringtones on this.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm making, like, 50 ringtones,
actually. It should depend on, like, your testosterone and estrogen, right? Like, they take estrogen, right? If you're a man that's trans and you were born in a man's body, but you're a woman.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They take estrogen, right? So I think it should be depending on how much testosterone levels it should be. It should be that as many.
Right.
You have. I think that's a... Because I feel like it would be unfair if a man was just, like, says, now, they didn't take any estrogen, they say, I identify as a woman now, and they just, you know, go and...
Just to win,
exactly.
And that's really, I mean, reflecting on that person, that's really shitty, because they're, like, invalidating trans people.
Yeah.
But, like...
Oh, what?
Like, you know what I mean? I'm saying, like, if a man that identifies as a man, and, like, just to win, says he's a woman.
Yeah, that's horrible.
That's terrible, right? But, like... Also, I mean, like, this is probably bad to say, but, like, I'm sometimes kind of cynical of humans. So, like, look, how do you know someone won't do that? Like,
yeah.
You know, and that's kind of, like, a very, I guess, like, it is related, but unrelated to the Olympics. Like, that's a big debate when, like, they're talking about, like, trans people using, like, certain bathrooms. Mm-hmm. Is that they're like, oh, like, they're just trying to get into the women's bathroom. Right. And, like, no, like, it's, like,
no, because straight, a man right men now that are trying to rape women. Exactly. Walk into a women's bathroom if they wanted to.
Yeah.
They're not, like, locked, right? You could walk in and, like...
Do whatever you want. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. It's not... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's stupid.
Boys' bathrooms are very bad.
To be fair, I wouldn't want to use them if I was a man either.
Okay, one time, accidentally.
What happened one time?
It happens, you know.
What happened to the women's bathroom?
What happened?
It was an accident. No, I walked in, there was a girl washing her hands. Like, oh shit! And then I walked in.
No, I'm just joking. Nothing.
Okay.
Solid. Anyway, what's your iHeart?
Oh, we haven't even gotten there yet, you guys. My iHeart this week, okay, I'm looking forward, today is the 11th, am I correct? Yes. And in a week from today, we have Eli Rallo coming to talk to us at Michigan.
So excited! The TED Talk.
Yeah.
TED Talk.
Okay.
Yeah, and not just her, but, like, it's a TED Talk, so it's fun, it's a cool experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited for that, and today I got some pancheros.
Ooh,
yeah, I haven't had it before.
Okay, what do you think? Out of 10.
I got a burrito.
Evelyn's not here, so you can be honest. Yeah, no, it's not that good.
Evelyn had it.
It's not good. It's like, Chipotle's better.
Chipotle's so much better.
She's going to listen to Chipotle. This podcast. Yeah. Like, you
she's not going to listen to it. I love you. I do say that if Chipotle here was better, I'd go there. Like,
Chipotle just never has anything on
stage. Chipotle, yeah. They never have anything. So, it wasn't, like, bad, but, like, the burrito, like, shell, this is going to sound, like, weird, but it just, like, wasn't, like, crunchy enough for me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Heard.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't they just make it, like, on the spot?
Yeah. I mean, it was really fast, and it was really quick, and it wasn't a bad price.
Right.
But it's just, like, I prefer Chipotle or Qdoba.
Yeah. Qdoba. I don't know. I still prefer Chipotle over Qdoba.
Yeah.
Like Moe's. That's what I like.
Moe's.
That's your iHeart?
That's my iHeart.
what's Moe's?
I had two this week.
It's like Qdoba, right? Like,
basically.
Yeah. It's same idea.
Yeah. Okay. They give you free chips and, like, any salsa you want.
Oh, shit.
All free. Yeah.
Oh, no, but, like, see, cost. I would want guac. Like, see.
They have guac, too, and it's free. It's not extra. Yeah, that's right. $10 of Moe's cash in my wallet, so.
Okay.
We're going to Moe's.
My iHeart is...
Yeah.
Is the new Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift song, The Joker and the Queen.
And the lyric video? I mean, not the lyric video, just the music video.
Yeah. Answer one day. Yeah.
Wow. That, also in the actors for that one, are the same.
They're the same in Everything Has Changed.
Yeah. I can see them being in, like, a third one.
Yeah, no, they're going to make a trilogy out of it, for sure.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And Ed Sheeran. Naturally.
And then,
little plug for our girl.
Taylor Swift.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
You're kidding.
We have to have like a 3-part series. We had to go on about Taylor Swift.
Look at this.
No.
Like, read the caption of that playlist.
Yes.
No, honestly, not even a 3-part series, an indefinite series. And then my other iHeart is that my strategy class ends this week.
Yeah.
So then after that, my schedule opens up so much.
Yay.
Nice.
Good.
Why isn't it?
What's a strategy class?
It's 7 weeks. So it's half a semester, and we're presenting to, like,
a specific
company this week
about which company?
It's called The Art of Shaving. They're a luxury men's grooming brand, and so we're trying to, like, give them recommendations on how they can move from, like, brick and mortar to solely e-commerce.
Okay.
And how they can make that kind of, like, an experiential shopping experience.
Wow.
That's great.
E-commerce. You're a business girl.
Right? What's your iHeart?
Right now.
right now.
I don't know. A lot of my time this week has been focused around school and then the Olympics.
Yeah.
Researching.
Basically.
Doping.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Wordle? That's one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Wordle. Amy.
Wordle?
Do you play Tay Wordle?
What?
It's like the Taylor Swift themed.
Oh, no idea. Oh, my God. Someone sent me the link to that.
Yeah. I got it today in 2 tries.
Okay. And then the other thing that I really love right now is the Olympic mascot, Bing Dwin Dwin.
What?
Oh, that is cute.
Honestly, why do I feel like right? that's what a boiler looks like?
Boiler up!
No!
Boiler up!
No, oh, isn't yeah. that, like, on the pillows they have? Like, they have a little, like, stuffed animal of them?
That would be cute.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'd go there just for that.
That's so cute.
My parents, my mom, she was like, she sent me a picture of a Chinese stamp with bing-doing-doing on it, right?
No, wait, it's like they made it a stamp?
Like a stamp that you put on, like, a letter.
Oh, you can buy them here?
No, wait, listen. Oh. So
calm down. Like, patience.
I'm getting ahead of things.
Patience, little one.
Where can I get ding? What's his name?
I'm sorry. Ding-wing.
So she was like,
their name.
Do you want it? And I was like, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
But, and then I was like, do they even work here? And she's like, no. So I'm just going to have some Chinese stamps that I can't use here.
Hang them up. Pin them on your wall.
Yeah,
okay. No, honestly, that's such that's a keepsake. Cute. Like,
you could exactly. put, like, one of the stamps on, like
honestly, have that be, like, have like, that be, like, a collection. Like, start collecting the
one.
Yeah,
big stamp.
Ooh. You can make a bunch of money off yeah, that.
You know, you would be able to make a ton of money.
If you don't
that.
Have I'll like, a commission.
Yeah. I'll put it on an envelope.
Yeah. Then, yeah. But like, then you have to add the extra stamp that actually works. Like,
they'd be like, what the fuck is this?
The Postal heart. Service is like, what?
What's your iHeart?
Yeah, Max, what's your iHeart?
Book of Boba Fett.
Oh!
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a Star Wars guy.
Yeah. Me, too.
Yeah. It's
Y'all
so good.
Girl. Yeah.
I watched all of the animated series, mm-hmm. and then I was so excited when Cad Bane, yeah. I don't know if you guys know who that is, if you guys watched it. That was a blue guy.
Max will have a Star Wars episode.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can be on it. We'll call you, FaceTime you in.
If in the next, yeah, one day.
Woohoo. Tomorrow. No. We'll do this over Zoom.
Wait, did you see, like,
are you gonna help? Are you gonna help your sister move out?
Exactly.
Are you gonna help your sister move out?
Yeah. Yes.
You're gonna sleep on the couch.
I will sleep
Remember move-in day?
I did fall asleep.
Move-in day, I walk out to my dorm, and I see my brother's just falling asleep on the couch. And I was like, Mom, like, can he not get up and help? She's like, let him sleep. It's a stressful day. I'm like, literally fucking
yeah, that is your
it's more stressful for you.
It's stressful for me, too.
I had a long day of soccer before that,
okay,
I think.
Sure.
Maybe.
No, you didn't.
I didn't.
Max.
Okay,
no.
maybe.
You're like, yeah.
Literally, that night, I woke up in the hotel to a centipede crawling across
it was not,
the bed.
Oh, my God. No,
yes,
that,
it was.
No, it was not.
What was it then?
It was not a centipede.
Okay, when a bug
no,
crawled
up. You said it was a bug, and we looked for, like, 20 minutes.
No, I literally, Max, I know there was a bug because I took it off my face and it was in my hand.
My next ringtone will be.
I smacked. I swear to God, there was a bug and it crawled across my face and I, then I
you
had
should
to
set
balls.
Up
it was a, lot.
A merch shop and sell Ella's ringtone.
Just sell ringtone.
Make like cute shirts and just like, Max, no.
It's just a fun podcast.
Yeah, thanks. We're moving up.
We'll get some merch
we'll
going.
Get some merch.
Give us a 5-star rating
exactly.
on Spotify,
yeah.
iTunes,
yes, ma'am.
And
yes,
Google
ma'am.
Podcasts.
Anyway.
What is it
yeah.
called?
It's called Expert-ish. All right.
I
Expert-ish.
Will
Expert-ish.
I want to listen to it.
I thought it was like College Girls at UMich.
That was
one of
them.
No, that was
like
episode. An episode. That was our first episode.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that the end of the iHeart section?
I think so. I think that's the end
kind
of Expert-ish.
It's
the end. This is the last episode ever.
No, we'll
we're
be
sick
back.
And tired
we'll
of this shit.
Stop. All right, signing off. Thanks for listening. If
yeah,
you listened this
you.
Far.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.